This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. And we appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mr. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have concluded a more than hour-long call as the White House pushes its 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine aimed at ending the grinding war. The White House and Kremlin did not offer any immediate details about the substance of the conversation, but both have confirmed that the call has ended. Earlier, ahead of the call, President Trump said he is expected to discuss with President Putin land and power plants that have been seized during the grinding three-year conflict. The Election Commission has said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking of voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In a response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its illegal and forcible occupation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that Prayagraj Mahakumbh is a significant milestone that reflects the spirit of an awakened nation. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said that Mahakumbh was led by the people, driven by their resolve and inspired by their unwavering devotion. Citing his recent visit to Mauritius, where he carried sacred water from Triveni, Prayagraj, collected during the Mahakumbh, Prime Minister mentioned that profound atmosphere of devotion and celebration when the holy water was offered at Mauritius' Ganga Talao. Lok Sabha and India AI Mission signed an MOU in New Delhi in the presence of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Later, speaking to the media, Mr. Vaishnav said, a data set called the AI Kosh will be created, which will enable the translation of extensive debates in the Lok Sabha into any language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished strength and safe return to NASA astronaut Sunita Williams. Along with fellow astronaut Butch Wilmore, Sunita Williams is set to return to Earth today after being stranded at the International Space Station for about 9 months for what was initially a week-long mission. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi extended Ms. Williams an invitation to visit India after returning from space. The death toll from Israel airstrikes overnight on Gaza has crossed 400. Palestinian health authorities run by the armed group Hamas said over 500 people were injured in the strikes, threatening the complete collapse of two-month ceasefire. Khelo India Para Games 2025 has launched its anthem, mascot and logo in the presence of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, yesterday in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.